Now, the Director General of the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Nimon Thompson, says attitudinal change from every sector is fundamental to the overall success of a long-term development plan. He said pronouncements are not enough to take the nation to where its leaders envision in the next 40 years. He said what is needed is a structured and consistent plan which involves all stakeholders, especially rural dwellers. Dr. Thompson said the current energy challenge would have been avoided if there was a long-term plan in that sector. He was speaking at a monthly media briefing on input into the Commission's 40-year plan for the nation. Irabna Paha reports.
Ghana has not had any long-term development plan after the Vision 2020 agenda document because the lack of such a document has resulted in many setbacks in the forward movement of the country. The NDPC set out an agenda to develop a national development plan that will span 40 years. This is because by 2058, when Ghana attains 100 years as an independent state, the country would have had 10 general elections and the long-term development document will come in handy for successive government. Since the launch of the plan last month, the NDPC has held a number of fora to enable the public to become abreast of what has been going on after the launch. At a meeting in Accra, the Director General of the NDPC, Dr. Nimwe Thompson, said for the country to succeed with a long-term development plan, attitudes at every level must change.
Even without the law, there's a practical reason why we need to begin to look into the future. In 2010, our population was 24.7. As I speak with you, 27 million. That means between 2010 and now, in 5 years, we've added 2 million more mouths to feed. We need to begin to prepare to think of schools. By 2050, the population of Ghana is expected to reach 46 million. And yet we see the challenges we face in delivering basic social services, all because we did not plan in the past as we should have.
Making reference to the current energy crisis, Dr. Thompson said the situation would have been different if a long-term plan was put in place.
So for those who keep saying, well, we have problems now, we have doom so and so, we shouldn't worry about long-term national development plan, that is the folly of that very view. But that does not mean that we should neglect the future, because if we do neglect the future, what that means is that by the time we turn 100 in the year 2057, our children will still be talking about doom so. The way to prevent doom so is to begin to plan now, make the necessary investments.
Dr. Thompson said the commission is amazed about the show of patriotism exhibited by Ghanaians to ensure the realization of a long-term plan. He added that the commission is opened for more input into the draft document which is currently before Parliament.
The UN Resident Coordinator in Ghana, Christine Evans-Clark, says the UN is ready to assist Ghana in its long-term development plan. According to her, the main objectives of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, are being incorporated in the 40-year development plan being spearheaded by the NDPC. The UN Resident Coordinator was speaking at a forum organized for journalists on the new development agenda, the SDGs, which replace the MDGs this year. George Juche has more.
The UN General Assembly in 2010 mooted a new global development framework to replace the MDGs, which ends in December this year. The new development framework, known as the Sustainable Development Goal, SDG, has 17 main objectives. Unlike the MDGs, with the SDGs, countries get to select their own priorities based on their national needs. The objectives of the SDGs include ending poverty in all its forms everywhere, ensuring sustainable consumption and production patterns, as well as taking urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts. Addressing the media, the UN Resident Coordinator in Ghana, Christine Evans-Clark, said the UN is ready to assist the National Development Planning Commission, NDPC, in developing of the country's 40-year plan.
Today, Ghana is engaged in a process to imagine itself 40 years from now, to set in motion a framework for transformation. NDPC is leading a broad consultation about ideas and to make sure that everyone has a voice. They have stated that the first third of this long-term development plan, the first 15 out of 40 years, will also